Hello and welcome to the TD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Okay.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Sounds good.
Whatever.
I can't find my headphones.
Can't find your what?
My earphones.
Oh.
I'm going to sound like crap tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, well. Can't believe I misplaced it.
I can.
Actually, I can too, but... I have to go down to Dollar General and buy two of them. So I have a backup and a backup to the backup.
A backup to the backup to the backup to the backup to the backup.
Yeah. What do we got here? One. So, January 15th.
What happens January 15th?
Supposedly, New California will declare its independence from California.
All right.
Apparently, the majority of the counties have decided they don't want to be part of California anymore.
I don't want to be part of the United Soviet States of America.
True that, but, you know, there'd be a large degree of freedom to be gained by seceding from Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what it would take to secede from the county, from Cedar County. You know, what does it take to make a county split in half? I don't want to be part of your stinking county anymore. It'd be like, well, you know, Joe should leave the city of Stockton. He gets charged for it, but he doesn't get any benefits from it.
Right.
So I might have a girlfriend.
Yay.
Yeah, I can't cheer.
You can't what?
I can't cheer about it.
Why?
Well... She seems to think all she has to do is apply for work here, and they'll bring her over.
Right.
And I'm afraid it doesn't quite work that way, but it works that way if you live in India.
India.
Yeah, there's a special visa or whatever, a special I forget what it's called. There's a number that they associate with them, technical workers from overseas. And so they hire a lot of Indians to come over here do programming work, and programmers over here complain because they would have gladly have taken the jobs that the Indians took. But the companies get away with it because they point out, well, they do more than any programmer here in the United States would do, and they do it for less. So it's cost effective to bring them from overseas. So she might get a job over here as a caregiver, even though there's lots of women over here who want to be caregivers. She might be able to get a job ahead of them on the basis that she can, A, translate, and B, work cheaper. So. Anyway. Yeah. Let me see. My computer has come down to a crawl.
Crawl.
Yep. Yeah, I ran across that California thing. I was trying to find a podcast I used to listen to called Agenda 21.
Agenda 21.
Yeah.
That's the proper agenda. We need to be following that.
Yeah. Well, the podcast isn't exactly about Agenda 21. It does a lot of talking about law and stuff like that.
Law and order.
Well, law and disorder. I mean, you know, I talk to people.
Agenda 21 will fix disorder.
Well, it'll fix disorder. It'll make disorder a permanent thing.
No, it'll fix everything. It's like the solution to all of our problems.
It sort of. Yeah. Talking about problem solution.
Well, yeah. If we put a bullet in the head of everyone enforcing Agenda 21, that'll fix all of our problems.
Oh, well. No. Uh-oh.
And there is the solution.
Sorry about that. I should not have stuck that cookie in my mouth.
So that's the solution. They create a problem, and then they advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more money and power into their hands, and into the hands of like-minded criminals who follow them into office. So we just take those guys out, and it fixes the problem.
Yeah, but killing them is applying their solution to the problem.
No, it doesn't.
And
it's the law of nature.
Yeah, you can say that.
Well, what do you do when you're attacked? You defend yourself, right?
Yeah, you do defend yourself. Yeah.
Well, they're attacking us.
Yeah.
So we need to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Leopards don't change their spots. We can't just be nice to these people and expect that they're going to be nice back. We've already tried that. It's like Delana and Kim. Some people you just can't be nice to. You have
no,
to get rid of them.
Get rid of them, yes. Put them out of your presence, yes.
Okay, well, we'll ship them to the moon and let them figure it out.
But Kim is still around, free to wander around here in North America. And so is Delana.
Well, yeah. They're no longer a burden to me because I put them away. But
right. They're
still a burden to society.
They're a burden to everybody who does not put them away.
Exactly.
And that is the solution. We need to put all these politicians away, as in ignore them in mass. This is tried in India and it worked. All right. Gandhi pushed for people to do this. Ignore the Britons, the British. Just ignore them. Just peacefully do what you do. And peacefully disobey the British. And British rule fell apart as a result.
Yeah.
But it's hard as hell to get people to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how Gandhi pulled it off.
Where is Gandhi? We need Gandhi.
Gandhi's dead.
Yeah. Did they kill him or did he just die?
I think he just died, but they may have killed him. I don't know. That might be an important fact to look up. See, and that's something else. They teach about him in school and they glorify him. But they leave out the details of just exactly what did he do. You know?
What did he do?
You know, they say in general what he did. He helped India kick out the British. And they say he did it through peaceful protesting. So they admit that you can chase the morons in power out without guns. They admit it. But they don't work out the details. And I don't know. I don't know who said this, but I saw this quote someplace that peacemongers have to organize and strategize as much as warmongers do.
Right.
They don't,
but
they need
strategize.
To. They need to strategize. They need to get together and actively strategize. Okay, how are we going to deal with this enemy?
Kill.
Yeah, that's how an authoritarian handles everything. They go and kill everybody that doesn't agree with them. All right. And if you follow that agenda, you ultimately will become an authoritarian yourself. You know, so
you know,
Californians.
I'm
curious. You know, one, I don't believe January 15th there's going to be any splitting of California, but if I'm wrong, I'll be happy that I'm wrong. But here's the next thing that I don't see happening. I don't see the new California really being all that much better than the original California. Heck, it's kind of funny looking at the map, because the new California is basically taking 99% of the original California with it.
Right.
So that's sort of like all these hay fever sufferers moving to a place where there's no pollen, but they all take their favorite plant with them. You know?
There's no pollen?
Well, there's places where there's no pollen, all right? You know, you go out into the Nevada desert and stuff like that, you know, it's no pollen, all right? And all these hay fever sufferers move to places like that because there's no pollen. But when they do,
they take their
favorite plant with them, right?
And therefore they create the problem.
They recreate the problem. And their favorite plant may not affect them, but it affects their neighbor. But their neighbor brought the plant that affects them.
Damn, you know? Neighbor.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, you know, you got all these Californians. They're upset about all their property rights being taken away and destroyed and whatever. And, you know, what I'm looking at is mostly the agrarian counties, which is the majority of California, want to secede from the major cities. So they're leaving a thin stripe along the coastline for the most part. You know, Eureka and that, those counties up north along the coastline, they're included. But for the most part, anything from just north of San Francisco all the way down to Baja California along the coastline, that's what they're seceding from. They're seceding from all the big cities.
Big cities.
You know? So that'll be curious. That'll be curious to see what happens. But I predict that the new California will turn around and impose all sorts of insidious rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines on the people within it. And it may be nice for a little while, but, you know, it'd just become another California real quick. Because all these people have their favorite benefits that they got from government, and the only way you can get those is by imposing limitations on your neighbors.
New world order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines.
Yep. If you want government to give you something, government has to take something away from somebody else.
You know? Never.
So if you want government to make sure that you have a nice scenic view outside your front window, that means that unless you went and bought that scenic view, which most people don't do, you know, they want to sit up in their house 10 miles away from the beach, and they want to see nothing but trees and clouds and sky and the ocean off in the distance. Okay. And 10 miles might be a bit much, but still, you know, they want this beautiful view, all right? And so some hotel chain comes and buys a piece of land right next to the beach and puts their big building up in the middle of this person's view. They run down to the nearest county office and put in an injunction against the companies building the hotel because it destroys their view. In other words, they want government to impose on somebody else. You know, and that's the only way you get things like that. And the real answer is, go ahead.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the real answer is, if you really like that view that much, you buy every bit of land between you and the thing you want to see. And then you can set the rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines on that piece of land that you own, and you can have your view.
And you can eat it too.
All right. That was Deborah.
Deborah.
She asked me to come over for New Year's. She said, bring Bill. I assume that also means bring Shirley and Lola.
Lola.
Yep. Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Hey, I ordered that book today. I forwarded the email to Spamarrest. They had the receipt. So.
Yeah, I got it.
Good. You can correlate. I'm curious how much of a kickback you get.
Yeah, me too.
So. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they would know.
They won't. I'll find out at the end of the week.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I think they do it weekly or maybe monthly.
All right. Yeah, because your site just redirects directly?
Yep.
But there was nothing in the address bar. Once I got to their site, there was nothing in the address bar that indicated that I had come from your site, as far as I could tell.
Nah, it's all cookies. Your favorite.
Oh, you mean those things I shut off?
Yep.
Yeah, so it wasn't in the address bar.
Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer.
Oh, no.
Asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment.
I need to turn the volume up.
Yeah, do that. And I'll mute my mic so I can eat a cookie.
I actually got a better one. Let me pull it up. It's the new improved version.
Yeah, send me the text.
Oh, okay. I'll have to find it.
Yeah, send me the text so that I can read it. The whole thing. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast. Sorry for the technical difficulties. As I understand it, Kano, our co-host, is also experiencing similar difficulties. So, anyway, so here we are, D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons & Dragons, where we talk about just about anything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. All right, so while we're waiting for the co-host, let me read the disclaimer rather than have him play that electronic voice. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. Yes, folks. Think with your own head, don't outsource it to somebody else. All right, disclaimer continues. We are not encouraging you to overthrow any tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchise, or anything of that matter. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for those Pray for others as you would have them pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Under the New World Order, rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, cure, treat, or treat any disease. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animal. We are not man-animal. This podcast is not for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. All right. You can find more information about our podcast at daviddavidavid.com or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/podcast page, and that's where I just read that from.
Wah, wah, wah.
I sound like such a twit.
Sounds like one.
Still better than that electronic voice, though. Yeah, give me the full text. I'll probably have to transcribe it from your electronic one.
Have it. I just gotta find it.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember that was left out from the website was we do not encourage you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto government.
Okay.
There are some other things I had to take out because we're only allowed so many characters in the text. So.
Right, and you had a lot of stuff in there you wanted to convey. Contact information and stuff like that.
Terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments. Fast food franchises. Medical establishments. Or any religious or non-religious 501c3.
Yeah, is there any such thing as a non-religious organization?
Well, there's non-religious, there's religious non-religious organizations.
Yeah, they're religiously non-religious, so they say.
Or they're religious about whatever they're doing that is non-religious.
Oh, yeah. But everything's religious. It's all based on...
Well, it's like when I was at the bank, I saw this guy had this shirt on, or sweatshirt on. It was kind of funny. It said, made it look like he was a member of the anti-social social club.
I'm an anti-socialist.
Yeah, I'm an anti-socialist, and I'm a member of the anti-social social club.
I'm a member of the Anti-Socialist Society. Yeah, meetings are a little difficult.
Once a year.
We try to.
Yeah.
Usually only two or three members show up. A little hard to get a majority vote on anything.
Right. The only members that show up are the owners of the organization.
Maybe.
Right.
Oh.
If we're lucky. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at some of my email here. I got something from Cross the Border. World
Taco
Bank.
Bell?
Yeah. World Bank, money cartel, cryptocurrency coming in 2018. In other words, they're going to force us all to use, what's that? Bitcoin. Except it's going to be government-sanctioned Bitcoin. And since our wonderful Uncle Sam has already successfully hacked Bitcoin at least once, if not multiple times, what makes people think that if Uncle Sam creates a crypto coin, that it's going to be used fairly?
Because Uncle Sam does everything right. Uncle Sam is our deity.
Yeah, that's just
like
it.
Superman.
Yeah, anybody says that they're non-religious, usually the case is their God is the state. So if you're in North America and you say you're non-religious, your God is Uncle Sam.
Probably.
Because that's the thing you turn to for salvation. That's what you say. Save me from the idiots next door.
You know? My God is Superman.
Kal-El?
Yeah, it said my God is Superman.
Kal-El?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said hello.
Yeah.
And the goddess is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
I remember that was skimpy clothing back then. And it was supposed to be a kids' show.
It's still skimpy clothing, but it's not really the
It's not as skimpy as what they wear now in public.
True that. Yeah, that's true. Her wardrobe is conservative nowadays. Someone will be buying me a house here for too long.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma.
Well, this blows.
No, I don't know yet. I haven't even started moonlighting on my moonlighting.
You haven't? I've been lying to people.
Well,
you made a liar out of me.
Yeah. Yesterday. Well, I worked. Not last name, but the name before. So yesterday I wanted to go ahead and get started. When I woke up around 10 o'clock. I don't know what time I woke up. Anyways. But they had me go set up a bank account with Chase Bank so that they can do direct deposit, because they don't do... That's the only bank they use, and they don't do electronic direct deposit. They walk it into the bank.
Right.
They're old school.
Here's the money. Put it in the following accounts. This much in this one, this much in that one, this much in the other one.
Yeah, they're old school. So, nothing wrong with that.
So they do direct deposit. They deposit it directly into your account.
Exactly. And
they only work with the one bank because that's their bank.
Well, they don't just work with one bank, but that's the preferred bank. If I had a bank that was in their area, they would work with that one, but none of my banks are in their area.
Right.
So I just went and got a Chase bank account.
There's no Midwest Missouri bank in Oklahoma?
Texas.
Texas
is where the headquarters is.
Yeah. There's no Mid Missouri bank in Texas?
There's not even a Commerce bank there.
What in the world is this world coming to?
Yeah. There's not even a Commerce bank there.
I bet you they have a Bank of Un-America.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do. I used to have a Bank of China account.
Sorry.
Okay. I used to have a Bank of China account.
You're the one that usually says things so smoothly. It's just funny to hear you stumbling over that trying to say it.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'm always smooth compared to you.
That says a lot. I'm pretty pitiful sometimes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know whether to call this girl my girlfriend or not. No, the answer is I shouldn't call her my girlfriend because she's not here.
True that.
But since she seems to have the idea that she can get over here, more power to her. She's about a year outside the age range I set.
You know? Right. But she's a six.
She's a what?
She's a six.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we're not talking about the scale of 1 to 10 in beauty.
Or the hot, crazy matrix.
Yeah, that's part of it. But anyway, yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
We don't know Kano, where she is on the crazy matrix yet.
Yeah, Kano, well, I know where she is. I think she's positively insane. You know.
Well, then she's perfect for you.
Probably. Yeah, I keep saying it'll take a very special woman to be with me. And she would have to be pretty much insane by modern standards to want to be with me.
I'm sorry. I thought that was what Jamie said.
Pretty close. She was, yeah. Stop reminding me of that, because I like Jamie, but you remind me of that, and I want to slap her silly.
Slap her silly.
Like, you damn bitch. I like you and all, but you're a bitch.
She's just a subtle one.
That wasn't really all that subtle.
No. But in her mind it was. She has Mercury in Taurus.
Woohoo. Woohoo. So, yeah. Dang it, I took notes on your podcast from last week.
Oh yeah. Did you like my lecture did you like my lecture I gave you?
Honestly, the only thing I can really remember is the ADD-ness. That's from early on. That's at the beginning. and the straight out of George Orwell's 1984. Well, what they miss is 1984 was actually right on track and still is. It's still right on track. They are still dumbing down our speech.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I read these books
You read?
Yeah. I read these books on how to get along and things like that.
Isn't reading illegal?
According to Fahrenheit 451, yes. But you wouldn't know that unless you read Fahrenheit 451.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now that's part of their problem, though. See, in order to make something like books illegal, they have to admit that there's such a thing as a book.
What's a book?
Yeah. It's better just to make people forget that books ever existed, you know?
Well, that's probably what they're actually doing.
Yeah. Yep. Bit by bit. Line by line. Yeah, when college kids in California can't count change unless there's a picture of it on the screen.
Oh, shoot. That's here in Oklahoma.
They got that in Oklahoma, too?
It's getting that way. I was at our favorite horse burger location. And I ordered a 2-for-5 special, and I gave that. It was like 5:45 or something like that. Yeah, 5:45. So I gave the guy a 20, a quarter, and 2 dimes. He looked at the quarter and asked me if that was a dime. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, that renders me speechless. What?
Right?
Oh, my God.
And so I had to educate him.
Oh, I was in Aileen's, and she's got a new employee, and I was talking to her, and the girl was homeschooled, so I figured she'd figure this out in no time, right? The copyright date, the printing year, whatever, for this particular book, wasn't put in standard Arabic numbers. And for those who don't know, the numbering system used in U.S. I'm not sure I got my. I don't know that I got my facts right. I'm sorry. I retract.
Yeah, you don't got your facts right. Get your facts right.
Anyway, standard numbering system here in the U.S. Everybody knows it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. Okay. Well, some of you are familiar with. Wow, sorry, didn't mean to yawn on you. Some of you are familiar with Roman numerals. All right, you know, you watch movies every once in a while, and you see all these strange characters, MCM. You know,
never heard of it.
LX, V1, something like that. You know, so. And they throw these strange combination of letters together, right? Well, those are Roman numerals. And this book had its copyright date done in all Roman numerals. And I figured, you know, homeschooler, she would have that in stamp. Nope. Had never seen it before. So I explained it to her. And I think she got it for the most part.
Well, it's not rocket science.
No, No, it's not. But I mean, you know, if I tried to explain that to that kind of thing to a student from public school, be like, well, that's stupid. She was like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, I was public schooled, and I understood it.
Well, yeah, they actually taught it to me in public school, but I don't know if they still teach it in public school. And whatever they don't teach in public school, I run across kids that's like, I don't need to know that. They would have taught me that in school if I needed to know that.
Oh, yeah. I think I learned it in school, but they probably don't teach it anymore. Speaking of Roman numerals,
yeah.
Red 13. Has Red 13 been burning any of your flags?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you haven't been on there in a while?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Well, it would have given you notification, because I've been getting notifications that Red 13 in Roman numerals has been burning my flags.
Yeah, I'd been over there. I was over to the land the better part of a day, and I still forgot to set the towers in the corner of the land.
I hear you.
So I was busy trying to figure out how to get water to the pigs, which is going to be a huge problem because they're coming out and they're chomping on the ice, but it's not really the best way for animals to get water. And that's why I was asking you that day if we had a metal bucket. So I need to invest in a stainless steel bucket, not for milking, but for melting water in. Because there was lots of water available in the form of ice. But I needed to melt it so that the animals could come drink it. And, you know, the goats, well, the other day it actually got warm enough the water was melting on the surface of the ice, and so they actually licked a hole in the ice that kept filling with water. So, in that respect, they were pretty smart. The pigs, on the other hand, they just chewed on the ice.
Guess what? I just got work.
Ah. And we're only 50 minutes into the podcast. So should we run Ron Paul 9 minutes early?
9 minutes early. Good thing I took a power nap today.
It's good thing you didn't sleep through the podcast like your co-host did last week.
Yeah. And I took more notes I wanted to go over, but that's okay. We can go over it later.
But yeah, I took notes, and I failed to take note of where I put the notes, so I don't know where they are.
I put them on my phone. That's where I put mine.
Ah. All
right, we'll do Ron Paul real quick. And then,
yeah, do Ron Paul.
We can still podcast on my way to work.
Well, we should at least get the Ron Paul commentary done.
Yes, here we go. Looking it up now.
I'm going on mute.
And here it is.
November 25th. Many Americans have been shocked by recent revelations of the extent of sexual harassment in Congress. It is only natural that an immoral system like the welfare warfare state tends to attract individuals likely to practice personal immorality. The welfare warfare state is built on a foundation of taxation and fiat currency controlled by a secretive central bank. While some of the type of the taxation may be necessary to fund a few legitimate functions of government, taking people's money to fund a redistributive welfare state at home and a global empire abroad is nothing more than theft. The Federal Reserve's erosion of purchasing power is also a form of theft. The welfare warfare state also relies on violence. Every law preventing us from living our own lives as we choose, whether forbidding us from working for below minimum wage, preventing us from smoking marijuana or drinking raw milk, telling private business owners who can and who cannot use what restroom, or requiring us to purchase government-approved health insurance rests on the threat of force being used against those who refuse to obey. The warfare side of the welfare warfare state is obviously rooted in violence. War inevitably leads to death, including the death of innocents. A permanent warfare state is also the quickest way to lose our liberties. This is why the Founding Fathers counseled against standing armies and foreign entanglements. The neocons and humanitarian interventionists who control our foreign policy have disregarded the wisdom of the Founders. They actually promote endless wars, not to protect our security, but to spread democracy and universal human rights. They are impervious to evidence of the failure of military interventions to achieve their goals and indifferent to the human and fiscal cost of endless war. They dismiss the loss of innocent lives, including the death of children, as unavoidable collateral damage while using their influence in the media to spread pro-war propaganda. They also smear their opponents as aiding America's enemies and sympathizing with terrorists. No one holding political power wants to admit the system they support is immoral and a failure. Therefore, defenders of the warfare welfare state rely on lies and deceptions. They ignore all evidence of the failure of big government to accomplish its ends, instead pretending they can fix the system with a few reforms. They also work with allies in the media to promulgate the lie that without the welfare state, the masses would remain poor and uneducated. And without the warfare state, we would be overwhelmed by those who hate us for our freedoms. They never mention that many foreigners hate America because of the suffering caused by our hyper-interventionist foreign policy. Hopefully, the revelations of the sexual misconduct among the welfare warfare state's Capitol Hill and media defenders will lead more Americans to question the morality and the wisdom of allowing the federal government to run the world, run the economy, and run our lives. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, December 25th. Many Americans have been shocked by recent revelations of the extent of sexual harassment in Congress. It is only natural that an immoral system like the welfare warfare state tends to attract individuals likely to practice personal immorality. The welfare warfare state is built on a foundation of taxation and fiat currency controlled by a secretive central bank. While some of the type of the taxation may be necessary to fund a few legitimate functions of government, taking people's money to fund a redistributive welfare state at home and a global empire abroad is nothing more than theft. The Federal Reserve's erosion of purchasing power is also a form of theft. The welfare warfare state also relies on violence. Every law preventing us from living our own lives as we choose, whether forbidding us from working for below minimum wage, preventing us from smoking marijuana or drinking raw milk, telling private business owners who can and who cannot use what restroom or requiring us to purchase government-approved health insurance rests on the threat of force being used against those who refuse to obey. The warfare side of the welfare warfare state is obviously rooted in violence. War inevitably leads to death, including the death of innocents. A permanent warfare state is also the quickest way to lose our liberties. This is why the Founding Fathers counseled against standing armies and foreign entanglements. The neocons and humanitarian interventionists who control our foreign policy have disregarded the wisdom of the Founders. They actually promote endless wars, not to protect our security, but to spread democracy and universal human rights. They are impervious to evidence of the failure of military interventions to achieve their goals and indifferent to the human and fiscal cost of endless war. They dismiss the loss of innocent lives, including the death of children, as unavoidable collateral damage while using their influence in the media to spread pro-war propaganda. They also smear their opponents as aiding America's enemies and sympathizing with terrorists. No one holding political power wants to admit the system they support is immoral and a failure. Therefore, defenders of the warfare welfare state rely on lies and deceptions. They ignore all evidence of the failure of big government to accomplish its ends, instead pretending they can fix the system with a few reforms. They also work with allies in the media to promulgate the lie that without the welfare state, the masses would remain poor and uneducated. And without the warfare state, we would be overwhelmed by those who hate us for our freedoms. They never mention that many foreigners hate America because of the suffering caused by our hyper-interventionist foreign policy. Hopefully, the revelations of the sexual misconducts among the welfare warfare state's Capitol Hill and media defenders will lead more Americans to question the morality and the wisdom of allowing the federal government to run the world, run the economy, and run our lives. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Beep.
Yeah. That's pretty much the same thing that we've been saying.
Yep. Wow. Santa Claus laughing so hard he's in tears.
Tax is theft.
Well, yeah, tax is theft. And I disagree with it. How in the world could Americans be shocked by the immoral sexual activities going on there? Did they forget about Pizzagate already?
Who?
I guess they did. Pizzagate, you know.
Never heard of it.
You know, where they'd order up a pizza with extra anchovies and they'd deliver some 3-year-old girl, you know, bound up and ready to be whatever.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, you know, it was a child, not even a child porn ring in the Capitol. It was, child abuse, basically. Well, basically, it was child abuse of a sexual nature, organized and instituted right there in the White House, in the Capitol.
Well, yeah,
people are shocked by some other form of sexual immorality. Everything else is mild in comparison.
maybe mild in comparison, but most people don't know about that. And if they did, they forgot about it.
They've erased it from their memories.
Yeah, I forgot about it. You know, it takes our more analytical minds to remind us of such things. Or not, maybe not even so much analytical minds, just people that remember need to remind. Because I forgot. Yeah, I remember that. But I was pretty young when it happened. Wasn't I? When was that? In the 80s or 90s?
No, it was at least in the last decade.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm one of those dumb guys, too.
Yep.
So, I just don't remember it very well.
Well, I guess it goes to show, those who do not remember history are doomed to repeat it.
Exactly. I'm just as guilty.
Well, since you're doomed to repeat it, what's the point in remembering it?
What's the point?
It's going to happen again. No need to remember it.
Right?
It'll remind you.
Yep.
Oh my God. I need to get another one of these phone holders. I got stuck to the greenhouse window, so it's just low enough it can hook up the headphones, but it's just high enough that it receives a decent signal. But I had it all the way at the top of the window, and I couldn't hook my headphones into it when I did that. But it does help draw in my internet better. So, yeah, let's see now. I got, what, 3 more days on my phone? I wonder if somebody will take me to Bolivar in the next 3 days. I was just there Friday, and I forgot to pay my phone bill.
Phone bill? Who needs phone bill? I thought you were off the grid.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to talk to you, folk, I need to have a phone.
Phone schmoan. You need mesh networking.
Yes. Yes, we do. We need mesh networking. Ad hoc mesh networking. There's absolutely no reason why you couldn't have a phone that relayed all the communication through private networks so that we could talk worldwide and not have to pay anybody anything except for the equipment. In other words, once you built it, you're on. And everybody who builds one helps the next guy. But no. You gotta go to Time Warner and pay them for internet instead. So,
hang on a second. Parallel Kingdom. Yeah, it's voice texting.
Hey, I got a complaint.
Okay.
What's the international call-in number for the Philippines?
Hang on.
I think he put me on hold.
Hold, please. Oh, here, I got some hold music for you.
Hold music?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's from. Okay, that'd probably be pretty cool if it wasn't coming through like cheap speakers.
I hear ya. All right, let's see here. Head to the yard. So I'm.
Yeah, I could almost dance to that.
Dun 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 or dun dun dun. Dun. So what do you think?
Yeah, there's no international number for the Philippines to call in. At least they don't have one listed.
Yeah, we don't have international number for the podcast for the Philippines. Which reminds me, we have international phone numbers for the podcast now. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. As long as you're not in the Philippines.
Yeah. I'm going through all of my notifications real quick. I think I covered everything. Now I can fly. Fly like an eagle. Now I got to do Google Maps to the yard because I don't remember how to get there yet. I got an idea.
Head south toward Northwest 78th Street, West Wilshire Boulevard. Then turn right onto Northwest 78th Street.
Northwest 78th Street. I think it's going to try to make me take the toll road.
You are on the fastest route.
I thought
you should reach your destination by 8:23 p.m.
I thought I told it to avoid tolls.
In 600 feet, turn left.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay.
We got to change the picture on Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, the background?
Turn left.
I just sent the link to somebody and on Skype, and it puts up these lips with vampire teeth.
Oh, the vampire teeth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I do, but I don't know why it always uses that as our default picture.
Yeah, I'd rather have it show the farm.
Oh, crap, I went all the way over this.
Because it sends the wrong message.
That would be cool, but I don't know how to change it.
Because we're not...
But I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Continue on West Wilshire Boulevard for 4 miles.
4 miles! Alright, we got 4 miles of silence. Silence! I get you! I need some ultra light. Ultra bright high beams. For when I see somebody driving down the road with their high beams on.
You can really blind them?
Huh?
You can make that car drive off into the ditch.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to try to make me take the toll road. I could have swore I said no tolls.
Yeah, that's like me saying avoid highways in the They still route me down highways. They seek out highways to route me down.
That's right. I know where to turn. I'll turn on Council, which is at China Mart. Yeah. I let those people talk me into getting a size too big bib overalls, and I think they're too big.
Right.
They said, oh, they'll shrink. I don't think they'll shrink that much. But we'll find out, because after I do this job, I'm going to throw them in the wash and throw them in the dryer and try to make them shrink.
Right.
Podcast notes. All right, let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Podcast notes. We got our disclaimer. Oh, I got a donation tab now on the website for donations. Not that anybody wants to give us anything. International numbers, we covered that already. Sponsors, we need sponsors, but we also need callers and listeners before we'll get any of those. Red Towers, list of evil players. Red 13 is at the top of my list.
Oh, yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah, and now there's a new one called Duki, D-U-K-I.
Duki? As in Dog Dookie?
D-U- yeah, he's got diamonds on the sides of his name. You know, like, it's like a square, but it's turned side, turned 25, not 25 degrees.
45 degrees? 45.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be some really hard poop.
So. Oh, yeah. Instead of a 90. Yeah, okay. I'm thinking different mathematics. Yeah, okay. So instead of turn 90, it's turn 45. It's, it's a diamond. Just got diamond and then D-U-K-I diamond. So, Diamond Dookie Diamond.
You entered an old password. Your password was changed about 6 years ago. If you don't remember your password, click here.
Nice. So, yeah, Red 13 is on my shit list, on my Dookie list. He's trying to be the number one flag burner in the game. And he's bragging about it in chat.
Yeah, well, it is part of the game. And there ain't squat you can really do about it, so...
Except for go up attack his flags every time he creates one. So I created an alternate character just to go after him.
Right.
And I encourage other players to do the same.
So destroy his flag.
Burn the flag burners.
So I'm kind of curious. How is he getting near your flags in order to keep burning them? Doesn't he have to kind of be sitting on them in order to do that?
Yeah, he's got to be somewhere along the I-55 corridor.
Okay. And if he burns enough of those flags, doesn't that mean he won't be able to travel?
No, he'll create his own.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care so much about my flags down there, but he's a flag burner, so I'm hunting him down. Because he's already burned over 3,000 flags, and I don't have that many flags down there. Which means he's burning other people, too.
Yeah. Mine included, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. Red Tower's marketplace. The market is starting to correct itself. I have already started making a profit on the market.
Okay. I should hop on there and start doing that.
Yeah.
I might be able to get myself out of the hole by just buying mana. Can you buy mana?
On the market? No.
Yeah. Turn right onto Northwest 39th. You can't price things in mana?
What?
I can't say I'll sell this wood for mana.
Oh, you can sell for mana, but you can't buy it for mana. I mean,
well,
you can't.
Expressway, Route 66.
Route 66. You can't sell mana, but you can sell stuff for mana and buy stuff for mana. But you,
continue on Route 66 for 2 miles.
You can't sell mana and you can't buy mana. You cannot buy mana in the market. You have to buy mana through the main menu. But yeah,
that's how
you can buy mana, sell stuff for mana.
Yeah, which makes the direction of mana one way, more or less.
Well, the nice thing about mana is it's free, so you'll get other people out there collecting mana for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's no sweat out their back. They're like, hey, I can just go click on mana 5 times and I can go buy that.
There you go.
Or 20 times, or 100 times, whatever. Some people will do it.
Yep.
So there you go. So the prices that people are selling stuff for that are an obnoxious price, you just match that price in mana, and people will be like, oh, shoot, I'll buy that. You know,
you
if it's
go.
An unreasonable price, match it in mana, and yours will most likely sell. That's a good way to test the mana market.
There you go. And maybe eventually I'll no longer be 2 billion in the negative. Actually, 1.8 billion in the negative on mana.
Nice. Yeah, I know, because I gave you all my mana that...
Which didn't even touch. Well, didn't even change it.
Well, I didn't have that much mana. I didn't stockpile it like I did everything else. But, yeah, you posted a bunch of stuff for 99,999,999 mana. So I bought all of that I could.
Yep.
And then I ran out. I mean, I still got mana because it's free, and I got more, but I don't have that much. So,
yep.
I mean, post up for mana, and I'll buy what I can, but maybe other people will buy what they can, too.
Yeah, I'd rather other people.
Fucking shit. The stupid GPS is...
Hey, there's children present on this podcast.
Are there?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I can attest to that. yeah, I'm not going on the turnpike. Thank you. Next option.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto North Sarah Road.
Turn left on Sarah Road. That might work. Hang on, let me look at the GPS, see what it's doing. Okay, that'll work.
What?
Turn left onto North Sarah Road.
Sarah Road!
Why not Jane Road?
Rider. Stupid people. What?
Hey, I thought you were LGBT friendly.
LGBT friendly? Not when you're on my ass. My ass don't go there. Anyways, okay, yeah, back to notes. So the market is correcting itself, so that's pretty cool. Fracking
right.
Earthquake.
What the frack you talking about?
What the frack?
Continue on North Sarah Road for 2 miles.
I'm a mother fracker. Anyway, yeah, I'm pretty well convinced that fracking does not necessarily cause or create. They do not create earthquakes. They may activate them, but I don't think they create them.
Right. From what you've described as going on, there'd have to be more going on than just that.
Right. And from what I see from physically being here and observing firsthand knowledge, from what I see, the fracking and the mudjacking, if you will, probably makes the earthquakes better because they're making them more frequent.
Better earthquakes.
But they're not as severe.
Well, yeah, you know, the earthquakes I observed, they were all very small earthquakes. You could probably be on top of them, not even noticing. I don't know. 2.4 to 3.1. That's
right,
what
now,
the...
That's monologue.
That's what the... I don't know what you call them.
Yeah,
stuff like that were reported. That was the level of earthquakes
they
were reporting.
Well, okay. What I meant was, okay, so like the continental plates, they're constantly shifting, right?
Oh, yeah.
And whenever they get hung up and then released, that's what causes an earthquake, right?
You suddenly release a whole bunch of pressure all at once. Yep.
Okay. So fracking, mudjacking, that would actually prevent that from happening as often.
Possibly.
Or, you know, actually make it happen more frequently, therefore make it less severe.
Possibly.
And you know, it's weird. I had a dream about that about a year.
Sure, but it sounds reasonable to me. I think somebody just shined some light on me.
It's weird. I had a dream about that.
Well, I don't see them. Open the door, let some cold air in.
Nice.
into the woods.
So, yeah.
And it stopped burning because it's the only thing
every
left.
Time I fart.
The log stops burning every time you fart?
No, I said I cause earthquakes every time I fart.
Right. So all we have to do is plug Kano's ass, and there'll be no more earthquakes.
Yay!
Now we all have to do is find a homo bigot.
Turn right onto Northwest 10th Street.
Now the bad part about fracking is bringing all those petrochemicals to the surface.
They'd come to the surface anyway.
Oh.
In a quarter mile.
I'm sorry, I've been demonstrated. They will, if you don't suck them out of the ground, come to the surface all on their own. It'd just be at a later time.
Right. Okay. What about the H2S?
Hydrogen sulfide? No, what is that?
Basically, it's decaying matter.
H2S.
In a quarter mile, your destination will be on the right.
It's a chemical that decaying matter will put off if there's too much decaying matter in one place at one time. All right, well, anyways, I'm at the yard.
All right. See if I can pull up the closing information. And we can conclude our podcast at an hour and a half.
Huh?
We can conclude the podcast at an hour and a half then, I guess. I was looking for... Huh. Now, I had the podcast. There it is.
Oh, okay. Yay. Well, the van's here. They're all waiting on me. So I'll let you close, and I'll talk to you next. I'll talk to everybody next Saturday.
All right. Well, you can find us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. In particular, you can find the podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/podcast. All right. And there you'll find contact information. You'll find my name and my phone number there if you want to have you want to contact me to have a podcast. We regularly have our podcast Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. During the winter, we change it to 8 p.m. Central Daylight Savings, which basically means we keep it at the same time while everybody else changes their clocks around us. So, anyway, so you switch your clock, we switch ours. Yeah. Okay. You can join us online at freeconferencecall.com/wall/DDND. That's the letter N, not the ampersand. Okay. Or you can call this number, 515-604-9926. And then you wait until the voice comes on and you give her this access code, 128-374, and then the hash sign or pound key, depending on how you want to call it. And if you don't want to be heard, you type *6, and they'll mute your line. And if you want to be heard, type *6 again, okay? And then there's numbers for international callers, which you can find on the website I gave you. Anyway, Yeah. Let's see if there's anything else there. Anyway, we look forward to hearing from you every Saturday. It'd be great if you called in. But if not, we have plenty to talk about, usually. So, all right. Good night, folks. Take care.